This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Us three horse-like men. What's up, everybody?
Not to be confused with a centaur, if you're familiar with the centaur.
I am so not what?
Half man, half horse, body of a horse.
That's a centaur?
Yeah, they call those centaurs.
I'm surprised that wasn't a gimmick in the 90s.
Oh, wait a minute.
There was the mantar. Oh. That was last week, man. We've been over this.
I know.
Yeah, dude, we're over that shit.
We don't go back.
You just stayed in the room. You jerk.
You stayed through most of the important stuff.
Yeah, I'd take
devil's
care of
advocate.
A few things. Sorry.
Most of the important stuff. I'm Corey. We got Big Easy here. We got T.O. here. T.O. and I just got back from Miami. I'm fucking still tired.
Ambiino, Miami.
Are you?
I'm tired.
What time did you guys get back?
I'm really tired.
3 o'clock.
In the a.m.?
In the central. We're in the central.
3 a.m. in the central?
No, 3 p.m.
yesterday.
In the central.
That's not too bad. Probably got a good night's sleep, hopefully.
I slept 13 hours.
Yeah, I went to bed at 8. Got up
I saw your
guys'
Facebook pictures. You guys were working hard down there on the beach.
I wasn't on the beach.
Yes, you were. The day we took the kids to the beach.
Looked like you guys had a good time, though. You were at the University of Miami.
Was cool.
Yeah, I seen some pictures in the football locker room and all that jazz.
Yeah.
It just, the end,
some
we
video.
Got worn out. We had like a tournament where they played like 30 minutes of football, and we sat around the rest of the time. Yeah. It was the longest day.
It was
ever.
Bad. It was
yeah, you guys probably loved it.
No.
No, because we didn't do anything. We just sat there.
We watched an assault happen to one of our players.
Yeah, that's
nothing
true.
Neato. That.
Yeah.
Can you give me any info? I love a good assault.
Kid got jumped in the corner of the end zone.
Jumped
like, yeah.
Like from somebody on the opposite team, or
yeah, three guys.
And then, so yeah, and I guess he scores a touchdown, standing there, woo, and then somebody gets him.
Play was on the other side of the field. He just got mugged.
Oh, cool.
And he was
not really cool. But
really good player. Yeah,
was. Did it kill him?
Well, fuck it. We can say it because we were there. The kid's going to he's going to a big school.
He was the MVP of the All American game.
And yeah,
third play of the game, he just got jumped.
Bummer.
And people from
who is
this
riot
thug that took him out?
Yeah,
we're not going to name no names.
I don't know the names. There was about four or five of them. I mean, it was
were they
it was
fans? They were opposing.
No,
players?
It was our whole team that came on. Then
don't worry, the fans got involved too.
Coaches got involved.
Shit.
Then the parents did. Yeah,
damn near a riot.
Oh, I was worried there was a gun.
It was about as close.
I was worried there was a gun. No. I mean, like just because it was a team from South Florida.
Sure, yeah. The redneck capital of the world.
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds like you guys had a good time.
Yeah. Fucking scared.
Another cool thing I got to see was a picture you guys showed of like The Rock. What was it? Their locker room. Dwayne The Rock Johnson locker room or some shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
He gives back a lot to the program.
Yeah, because that's where he went to college. He played football there.
It was cool. It was pretty neat shit. I mean, more for the football, obviously.
Yeah. Staying up till 4:30, just laying down in the lobby to make sure kids aren't sneaking out. It's not fun.
What were you guys doing? Like chaperoning, or what's going on here?
A little bit of everything. Kind of have to take control of 17 and 18 year olds' lives if you don't.
When do you guys become employees of University of Miami?
So
my guess, never.
Not after this week.
Not a lot of sleep. But not because I was doing anything fun.
Did you guys get anything crazy you want to talk about? With all those young kids. I see a smile on T.O.'s face. We just won't go there.
Don't incriminate yourself.
I didn't do shit.
Oh, no.
So what'd you do?
Kids? Did you say the kids?
No. Us.
I could care less.
I thought you said
about them.
He asked if me and you did anything fun, and I just started laughing.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Some other time we'll talk
got,
about that.
I about got fucking raped.
Corey got roofied at the bar by...
Roofied, huh?
No, sir.
It's not roofied.
What was his name?
Okay, if you get roofied, you like almost die and you feel like you're going to die the next
day. Okay, let's put it this way. The gay bartender slipped something in Corey's drink and 100% happened.
Free drugs.
So much that we went down, I guess maybe he thought we were there for the night. When we went down Monday, the two guys were with her, like, he walked up and he was, like, fucking shaking. He's fucking scared.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was clear this dude, it was bizarre.
Man, you guys had a wild time.
Yeah.
No, really, we didn't.
That's what it sounds like.
Corey almost had a wild time.
Fuck.
Was your first time receiving?
None of that shit.
Not your first time?
I'll tell you that.
Oh man, something else.
That's cool. I'm glad you guys had a good time.
People fucking with me. But anyway, dude, I feel like I hadn't slept in years when I got home yesterday. I slept from like 4 to 10, and then from like 1 to 8 this morning. Just couldn't wake up. I was just dead.
Hell yeah, man. I love a good sleep.
Yeah, but now 12 hours a day if I could. Yeah. Whatever. About wrestling, what do you think, everybody?
I haven't watched anything yet. Just full disclosure, I've read some of it.
That's where I'm at.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and just say that jerk off. We'll stay away from Baron Corbin right now. I'll refer to another jerk off. Roman Reigns show probably happened Monday night. Here's my question: did they shit all over Braun Strowman and make Reigns look really strong? Or did they have Strowman smash and then Reigns is going to go over at the pay-per-view because he's got to get his retribution over Strowman?
That, but from what I read, like, he kicked the shit out of him and then Reigns was so strong he got up and signed the contract and it was, oh my God, how was he able to withstand that? Oh, here's what they said.
I did see this now that you remember.
They threw him into the corner turnbuckle and he popped the turnbuckle off. So like he threw him so hard.
Obviously it worked, right? Yeah. No turnbuckle's ever broken on accident.
That's not true.
Well,
they have broken on accident. I guess you could pop him if you wanted to. Weigh fucking 260. You could probably run, push, and pull up.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, that's right.
George still used to eat him, so.
I can't stand this motherfucker.
He signed the contract, and then Braun Strowman
looked like he had hair on his shoulder.
Yeah. Where do we watch that at? Oh, we watched some of that in the room. We were still there Monday night. Yeah, we did.
In the hotel room?
So we did watch some of that. Yeah, we did watch some of it before we went back downstairs.
Did you guys get room service?
No, we just caught that before we went back down and made sure the kids weren't sneaking out. And they tried.
What did you do when you caught him? Sorry to get back to that.
Exact words. Where the fuck are you going?
They were like, "Fuck you, old man."
not in those words. We're just going to Walmart.
Walmart, sure.
I just pulled my John Cena. Did you see what I did?
Yeah.
Hey man,
we just got Urban on us, didn't you?
We just going to Walmart. That's so fucking offensive.
You probably got two accents, don't you? When you come back with your dad on the weekends, you're dropping your eyes and all that.
Yeah, it's
a tough crowd.
Cena.
No.
I got it. But we got to go back to the Cena bullshit.
These fucking firefighters are fucking quiz. Oh, I'm sorry.
Love that movie.
Cena.
Go, just, please, tear him apart.
Cena just coming out talking like, I don't even know where it comes from.
Like he's a member of the Wu-Tang Clan?
It's
the Wu?
Yeah, Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang Clan. I don't understand why he feels the need to just like talk like a thug in Minneapolis or St. Paul, wherever they were at.
Talk like a thug who's clearly not any of that.
No. You show up in your $10,000 suit and then fly out on your private plane with your whore girlfriend, fiance, wife, whatever the fuck she is.
She's a nice lady.
She's starting to look like a man.
She's starting to look like a fucking...
What's her name?
Wombat.
She's one of Nikki Bella.
Yeah, one of them Bellas.
Yeah. You can call her Big Titty Bella. She's the one that got implants.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way you can tell them apart.
So, because of
she
her...
She's a nice lady.
Like... Oh, let's stick on the...
No.
I want to be where you're at here. The whole... gangster or whatever the fuck it is... Is that supposed to be like when he's super serious?
He usually saves it for cities that are predominantly black. But he got into
trying for that cheap
hot Atlanta.
Yeah, he'll say, "How you doing, hot Atlanta?
What's up, Flo? Flo Rida?"
Yeah, so he did that for some reason, and then took a bunch of shots at the Miz, which didn't really care about. And this is all set up. John Cena.
I at least thought the segment was good.
She kind of looks like Dina from Jersey Shore, this Nikki Bella.
Yeah, I don't think she's that hot. I really don't.
Nice body.
So.
Shit, did I lose my light? Oh, there's my light back.
So John Cena is used as a prop in a gimmick match at WrestleMania.
I love it.
And the rumor is he's going to propose to her in the ring afterwards. So John Cena is essentially being used for a reality TV show on E!
That's always used for good for.
At least as long as he's not used for his wrestling, I have no problem with
it. Yeah. So
best thing he ever did was that prank call that he wasn't even involved with.
You know, someone else just chai.
I loved it.
Yeah.
So. I just.
Hey, since we only played that back on the old the Not So Fast days, does that mean one day we can again play it?
Fuck yeah.
I want to get as much mileage out of that call as possible.
That's awesome.
That'll be a WrestleMania special.
Yeah, there we go.
That fucking call.
So what else happened on Raw? Because I
Well, while you guys were talking about Reigns, there was also the thing that even I found out about is that they worked a spot where he misses his spear and spears a security guard. The good old get the security guard or somebody, you know,
now,
random in the crowd.
Did you see it or did you read it?
I saw a picture of it and read about it. I didn't see the actual video.
So somebody actually thought it was a security guard?
That
happens. I don't want to be a dick. That happens like every week.
Sure. Somebody gets, you know, in the crowd or.
Yeah. Like, no. It's always some dude.
Well, yeah, it's always a local wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can see somebody falling for it.
Well, I'm sure on TV they don't say, local wrestler Dave playing security today.
The one he did this week, he, like, hit the security guard who was standing behind the barricade, and I'm like, if you don't play that right, you can pretty much tear both of your knees up.
Yeah.
Because
if you're standing behind it.
The only guys that get hurt in WWE are guys that have talent.
Good call.
Explain.
Well, Balor got hurt. Seth Rollins has been hurt. Like, guys that can work seem like they just can't catch a break.
That's a bummer.
But he's going to be back soon. Rollins. Oh, yeah, we saw that segment too.
Dude, you're going to roll through the whole fucking show and we're going to be done.
No, but fucking Horror Boy got his, you know, he's got his Mania match too now.
Who?
So, Triple H. So, the only bet I care about, I don't want to hear about any other wrestling bets, over under on his entrance to the ring at WrestleMania.
8 minutes.
Over under?
Yep.
Can you put it that? Is that high?
I'm just fucking with you.
Think about it.
No.
No, that's a good.
About right.
Really?
That's a good number.
Wow.
Oh, this motherfucker came out.
He's actually a percentage of the pay-per-view.
Google Triple H entrances at WrestleMania. Like, he came out as the Terminator 1 year. I mean, like, it's the stupidest.
It's actually
shit.
A Google term. I get as far as triple space H space WRE, and it fills in WrestleMania 30 entrance, 32 entrance.
Yeah.
Apparently they're huge.
They're dropping hundreds of thousands of dollars on this asshole's entrance for WrestleMania, and nobody wants to see him wrestle.
That's a horrible Vince McMahon.
Which one's this one?
This is 30.
It literally has been every year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's tradition now.
It's all about the game. I can just
hear
it.
His one entrance came after Hogan, Austin, and Rock were in the ring. That was what they were doing to kill time to set it up.
Yeah.
And there's the lights out. They got the DX lasers. Yeah, this is crap.
It's too much.
It's already
keep trying
3 minutes
about
in,
him.
And there's. Oh, wait a minute. That's from a video game?
Might be.
Yeah, it's a fucking video game. Goddamn YouTube. I'm out of here. I'll take your word for it.
Oh, yeah. What was the other one he did? He did like he came down like a king.
Which year?
He had the headdress or like the fucking head thing on.
I think he's worn that more than once. King the H? One I was at was 22. That was in Chicago. He sat there like Conan the Barbarian. That was in Chicago.
And then his wife introduces him. She, like, was dressed as, like...
Okay, that was at 30.
Yeah, she looked like a witch or something. She had, like, the black, like, costume on and called him, nice. Like, every, like, word for king, the emperor, the world ruler.
Is it an obvious thing that she's fucking smoking and always has been, Stephanie McMahon? Everybody believes that, too?
She's all right.
It's not just me.
Yeah, I mean, she's great for a middle-aged
giant
woman.
Cans.
She's probably like 37, 38 now.
She's a woman.
Let's find out how old she is.
She's a grown-ass
bitch. Over under 38. I know she's
I'm going to say she's right. I'd say under 38.
How about over under 42?
Oh, so I think she's way under 42. She can't be that much older than us.
I think she's 39.
Probably 5 years older than us, 4 years older than us.
She was born September 24th, 1976, putting her at 40 wow. years of age. She'll be 41 this year.
Yeah.
Wow. Looks good, man.
Yeah. She's had work done.
Lord, she's had a little
she
work done.
She has had work done. And she, I'm sure she does a lot more.
Well, yeah, since her husband likes dudes or chicks that look like dudes.
Speaking
she's
of
probably
that,
doing all sorts of ab work and all
I,
sorts of
I
weird
belong
shit.
To shit tons yes. of weird wrestling groups on Facebook now because of this show. It's just yeah. good business. I saw a picture of China from her old young bodybuilding days before she freaky got freaky big and gross.
When she was a blonde?
No, I don't think she was blonde in that picture, but okay. she was actually half attractive. Her face hadn't freaked out yet.
Steroids.
Yeah, man, it's the crazy shit. This is a PSA. Don't do
steroids.
It hardens your face.
She didn't take steroids.
It adds bone to your face. She looked like Doomsday from fucking Superman.
If I knew what that meant.
Let's just say it's gross. The guy had big old bone spurs all over his body where he just grew out from steroids.
Whoa.
Okay, it wasn't steroids, but close enough.
Steroids? What the fuck were we talking about?
Triple H is interested. Him and Rollins getting their feud going.
Yeah.
So what do they do with Samoa Joe?
Fuck nothing.
Enforcer in the match?
Have him beat Cesaro in 5 minutes.
Samoa Joe.
So I just can't take that fat bitch serious.
Samoa Joe?
Yeah.
Man, this past week, as I'm still trying to bring myself back up over all these years, I watched the whole situation between him and Kevin Nash. Where he went in and fucking shot on Scott Hall on TV, and apparently Kevin Nash bitch slapped him a few times.
Yeah, that shoot
was
interview.
Awesome, man.
Have you heard the shoot interview?
Yeah,
from
Kevin Nash. Yeah,
yeah.
I watched all of it. It was
slapped
great.
Not my beef. I went back and I said, "Hey, bitch."
First time
you
I hit, he was
serious. So I bitch slapped the fuck out of him.
I mean, me and Joe are friends, but you don't disrespect.
Yeah. Bitch slapped the fuck out of him.
What'd he do? He sat there, and I said, "Are we good?" And I did it again.
No, but I mean, that's what it is.
They said he bitch slapped him 2 or 3 times, and he just didn't do anything.
I want to tell you both, I picked a horrible day to stop drinking soda. I'm dying here.
I haven't had one all day either.
Dying.
Why are you not drinking soda? Sodium or what?
Lent.
Oh. It just started 2 days ago or yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't see any ash on your head, though.
40 days. Fuck, it's Ash Wednesday.
Did you forget?
I'll go ruffle through the fucking cigarette butts outside. Look,
there you go.
They have for 40 days. This is part of the diet. No soda, no fast food. I'm just cutting it out because I put fucking weight on when we were down in Miami. No soda and no alcohol. I'm gonna see. It's because I've just what I read while I was awake yesterday. I'm like, let's see if how this works. So I'm gonna try it. But I need the caffeine fix right now. Fucking bad.
This has no calories. If you want some of this diet, dude, I got
neither
extra.
Neither does Diet Pepsi.
Oh, but it doesn't matter because you're giving up soda. Yeah. God dang, man. Religion done effed you.
What about like orange?
40 days.
What about orange soda?
That puts you, what, roughly Easter Sunday is what?
What am I missing?
Fucking ninth or something.
Nothing. What did I miss? Oh, something I don't know.
No, you know. It's just that orange soda joke.
Oh, fuck. Inside you. Wow. What else did I have on the
thing? Hardy Boys.
Yeah. So, do you know what's going on in TNA with broken Matt Hardy stuff?
I've been keeping track of him for about a month and a half, 2 months. He's got this weird gothic look now where he looks like some sort of weird composer, like he's nuts or
almost
something.
Almost like a comic book looking character.
He's fucking stupid.
It's so horrible because it's so obvious. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
Come on.
That's the whole joke.
Is it that he's just playing the gimmick to play the gimmick?
I think it's the joke that everybody's in on. It's so dumb, over the top, that it's funny.
That kind of makes sense. I find it awkward.
Have you watched any of it?
I've just read some stuff on it. I mean, people say it's hilarious. I mean, a lot of people think it's really funny.
It is, because everybody's in on it. I think that's the funny part. Now, if WWE gets a hold of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's going to be the problem.
They gold dust him pretty much?
No.
No, they'll put him in a feud with the Wyatts right away or something like that.
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, they've got me guessing on shit they're doing right now.
Well, it's just going to be going back to 2004 again. I mean, before long, it's just going to be 2004.
Cyclical, man.
Yeah.
That's the way the wrestling business works.
Well, usually they just regenerate lines, storylines with new people, but they're just bringing back all the people and doing them.
Yeah.
I used to love the Hardy Boys.
Man. I think it can work as something different. I mean, wrestling fans haven't seen it because it's on TNA, so nobody watches that. I mean.
What is that?
That's true.
TNA? Nobody fucking watches.
Isn't it Impact now, not TNA?
No, they named it something else now.
Did they? Yeah. Got wheels go round.
Impact
and round.
Wrestling?
No, it's something else, I think.
Championship Wrestling?
No, some group bought it, and it's called something, something, something. I don't know.
And that's not Billy
Corgan's
group, right?
Something, something, something.
No.
He was one too.
Yeah,
he apparently made a deal with some other Fed, right?
Yeah,
which we'll never hear of because he'll put it on a few fucking million and a half, not enough, and
yeah,
and they'll never hear it again.
Corgan, she.
So you're saying you still don't know what you're doing. So let me guess, you're probably trying to figure out how they're going to get everything together for War.
Mania.
The Orton storyline at WrestleMania with Wyatt and then AJ Styles.
Yes.
I'll tell you what they're going to do.
Tell me. You've actually hit some home runs with this stuff lately.
So they're going to do something to where Orton's going to get the match and Styles is going to flip shit. Shane McMahon is going to be the one because he's got to be involved in everything now too. So you'll have your best wrestler wrestling Shane McMahon. That whole family's a fucking heat vacuum.
A heat vacuum?
They suck all the heat.
Anything that's hot, they get involved in, and they fucking cool it off.
Bummer. Where was he at the past several years while he's been off camera?
He ran a company in China.
Yeah.
That's it? I guess he's probably getting close to dad.
I don't think it was successful.
He wants to come back and reassert himself into the company.
It's a storyline.
Yeah, well, that seems probably pretty based in reality, though.
Can't wait till he dies, when Vince dies. I mean, I don't mean I can't wait till he dies, but when he dies, the power struggle between that family what's that will look like?
He'll sell it before he dies.
How much of the company does he still own?
51%.
Is it 51, just 51? Is that split between him and his wife, or?
No, that's split with he and whoever is the big investment group. I could be wrong.
Well, I mean it's 51.
We can look it up.
It's 51, it's not the whole 100.
What's that now?
I mean, his 51. Does his wife own that 51 as well?
I believe it's in his name because she's out.
They've sold stock.
She
off
has
like
to
a,
be out.
They've sold
oh, that's
stock
a good point.
Like a motherfucker, though.
I mean, oh,
they've
yeah.
dumped stock so much. I mean, the kids, like, I'm sure they still have, the controlling interest, without a doubt. But
right.
They have dumped so much of that.
Although
shit.
Another reason the that network. They do that, well, but they go to invest in other things. I mean, they take that money out to put it into something else. Like, so, I mean, I get it.
Bodybuilding and XFL.
Yeah, things that are really smart.
Well,
things that work out.
They took money out for the network, I think. I think they funded the platform to do that, and then the studios was another thing when they started
making
the movies.
What a fucking scam, the WWE Network.
And what they're selling.
I thought you keep trying to sell me on that. I love it.
The stock scam that they ran with it. And somehow don't get in trouble either.
Yeah. I mean, they were selling their stock when they knew it was going to take plunges.
Fuck.
Like,
sorry, not that I'm worried about that.
They'd sell stock like 3-4 days before.
Yeah.
And then
that's almost insider trading.
Yeah.
Why is that not insider trading? You tell me that. Yeah.
Why exactly. is that not insider trading? I think people have to actually respect your stock before they consider you an insider.
I don't know.
Dealing on it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would think it's a rule. If you have inside information that you know the stock's getting ready to do something, you can't act upon it. I thought that was the rule.
Whether I think they own so much stock and they dictate it when they sell it, it manipulates the market itself.
It could be.
Plus, it's your family telling you what they're going to do. I mean, I don't know that your family's going to roll over on you. I really don't know enough about the stock market to have
an opinion. Dipshit when it comes to even business for that matter.
Well, an idea.
I mean, my expert opinions are always in wrestling and wrestling-related things. Right. Some kind of up shit creek. I'm not even good at that.
Well, it's funny that you say you don't know shit about business, yet the person running our small business side of things in Washington, D.C. is now Linda McMahon. Linda McMahon, who helped her husband put every small business out of business. That's good to know, isn't it? Isn't that fascinating?
And then was involved with that small... You know,
yeah,
business,
small family business.
The reserve refers to itself as the universe.
Ugh. The fucking universe.
It's not enough to be the United States heavyweight champion or the world heavyweight champion anymore. It's the universal champion.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
Eventually, it's going to be the multiverse champion.
Yeah.
The existential champion.
Be real. That'd be something. So you guys don't even care about the Hardys even having a shot? I kind of would like to see it. I have some old new blood.
Yeah. Nope, I don't care. They can all get on a boat with Goldberg, The Undertaker, all those old fucks, and go.
Yeah, I hear you.
Done.
And I'm of the opinion it used to be Jeff was the real weird one, and he was the one that weirded me out. Now that he's the normal one, not any more normal than he used to be, I really don't want to see it. So, yeah, I could care less about the Hardys anymore.
How's that one motherfucker not in prison? The one got busted with like 17,000 Percocet, and I mean, like, he had like a shit ton.
They'd kill you for that.
They had a shit ton of drugs.
I wish you could be more specific. The blonde one or the dark-haired one?
Don't know which one's named what, swear Hardy to God, because I didn't really watch back then.
I wouldn't be surprised if either one.
Jeff Hardy arrested after major drug bust.
Read it.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
I mean, he had weight.
Anabolic steroids and controlled prescription pills. He had 180 somas, 262 Vicodins, 555 milliliters of steroids.
Yes, he was dealing.
And a residual amount of powdered cocaine. And items of drug paraphernalia. He was charged with trafficking in opium, two counts of felony possession with intent to deliver a Schedule 3 controlled substance, and a fucking litany of other charges.
I mean, he had a ton of shit. And I think there was another incident that he had more pills when he got arrested because they went to his house after it and they found a bunch of shit. I think he was Angle's drug dealer.
Anytime it's a litany of anything, that sounds bad.
But I don't think he served any time in prison.
I guess he didn't. Fuck, Angle hadn't gone to prison.
No, he's only had like 30 DUIs, though, and hasn't killed anybody. He just gets all shit-faced, liquored up, boozed up on pills, and just smashes his car into stuff.
On Twitter.
It's a guy. I like him, though. He's fun.
That's a guy.
He's fun guy.
He's a guy.
He's a guy's guy.
Oh, we were talking about Styles. So the only thing that would really work was if, like, Brian could come back and wrestle, because that I wouldn't mind. I mean, Styles and Brian have wrestled before, but not on that stage.
Hey, if all this is a smokescreen with all the rumors of Shane McMahon being the fall guy,
yeah,
and it's actually Brian that he gets pissed at and challenges, and Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles wrestle at WrestleMania.
Greatest match of all time?
This will be the best Mania for fans ever. Since the internet and since everybody's had a voice, this will be the happiest you hear people talk about a Mania if Daniel Bryan comes back and wrestles AJ Styles.
Till it's over.
There will be all these dudes living in their basement jerking off for that whole entire match.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to move to my basement.
Just the meat jerking beef boys. Do you remember that episode of Workaholics?
Meat jerking beef boys.
The beef jerking meat boys, they decided they're going to make jerky. That's what they called it.
I love it, man. This show's great. It's in its last season, isn't it?
It's been bad.
I haven't watched any. It's
been
not good.
Bad. Yeah.
See, this year on Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is kind of like the senior version of Workaholics. I've always thought that Workaholics is like Always Sunny Junior.
Yeah.
It's also been that way. It's season 12. It's just getting kind of long in the tooth.
Yeah. It's.
They've had some good shit this season, but
there's parts that are funny. I mean, like, I laugh, but like this. The writing's just not very good.
Well, Always Sunny did a crossover episode with the UFC, of all organizations, and it was just so bad to shoehorn
these
people.
Who was in it? Like,
Donald Cerrone, and I forget who the other guy was.
Oh, fuck that guy. I actually had a nice dinner with a friend that's in the UFC, and I brought up my distaste for Donald Cerrone, and he agreed, and we'll leave it at that.
Who's your friend?
And sorry.
Paul Felder.
Paul Felder?
Yeah.
Irish
Dragon?
Yeah, Irish.
The best part about the whole episode that involved them at all is at one point they're drinking this stuff called Fight Milk, which is a product they make. They use it for cutting weight because it makes you throw up. So they didn't know that him and Donald Cerrone are trying it out. He's on the toilet, apparently, and he just yells out this funny line. He goes, "Oh, I puked on my dick." It was just pretty funny. Anyway, wrestling. Great stuff, huh?
What's your UFC friend's name?
Don't have one. Doesn't fight anymore.
All right.
Baloney, I hear.
He's retired.
No, he's not. I hear otherwise.
I went with him, and the guy was actually fucking super cool. I was surprised.
Oh, did you guys meet with R.L.?
If anybody
L.R.?
Yes.
Left, right?
No,
right,
about the Robbie. I was just
Lonnie Racamo.
I was just saying I
Lonnie
wish,
Racamo.
I was just saying I wished he really would have fought Cerrone, like, really bad, because I don't like him at all. And
sure.
Who? Robbie. Never mind.
L.R.
Yeah.
And L.R. Lonnie
Lobby,
Racamo.
Lobby Rawler.
Lonnie, if you're listening.
He was.
Racamo.
He just said.
Racamo.
He
I
wanted
like
to.
It's his wrestling name.
He wanted to fight him. So. But anyway, go ahead.
So you didn't like Cena and Miz.
The segment was okay. I just think Cena's an offensive prick.
He is an offensive prick.
And I can't stand her. And when she comes out and. Here's my other thing.
Okay.
They don't let anyone cuss. They don't let anyone go off any script. And they let that little ratchet-ass bitch come out there and say, oh, you don't smack my man, bitch. She got street. She got gangster when she talked. Did you hear her?
I did.
A little bit
luckily,
of that.
No.
No, nobody, bitch, my man ain't your baby no, daddy.
Can we try to find it? I mean, it's that.
We can.
It's that
we
funny.
We can, but we should have had it ready. It's just going to, we'll just sit here.
I think her exact words are, nobody smacks my man, bitch.
Bitch.
And then drop the mic.
You're the bitch.
She jumped on her after that?
Drop the mic.
And they did the fake.
I didn't
jump on her and
they were out of the no, they were out of the ring. She was talking to him in the crowd when she said it because they exited the ring.
Oh, nice.
But did you say Cena and her made out in the ring after that?
What?
That's hot.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
They kissed?
Yes.
So that was the first time they've really acknowledged the relationship between themselves.
Whoa.
Buckle I'm not the bitch, table. Bitch.
Not the bitch, bitch. No, but I saw that they kissed or read that they kissed, whatever, like anybody fucking cares.
Up they both get cold sores.
And I said that's the first time they've ever kissed on TV since the last show on whenever the fuck it was, Sunday, whatever. The total Bellas and the total Divas and the total fucking waste of time.
Which is, you can get on there and you can just see how great of a guy John Cena is because you can tell he's really thrilled to be doing it. And everything's in one voice, and he talks to everybody like he's their dad. And when you stay at my house, dinner is served at 6 p.m., and you will wear formal attire.
And don't forget your prayers and vitamins.
And after...
What?
This is
wrong
the
guy.
No, no, he's trying to
this is the
do
shit
that.
He does. Like, he that's unreal. And it's not a joke. I'm telling you, he's not acting. He's a fucking D-bag. And I can't wait until he's done and everybody's not afraid of him. And they start doing shoot videos
Let's
on this asshole.
Let's try to get him on the show.
I don't know. I don't think anybody is afraid of him. They've had people take I mean, I guess they are.
No, but people that are in the company, when they want to leave, it's going to be... It'll happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people like... I mean, it's just... It's like anybody. Some people like him. Some people don't.
Yeah.
Well, I guess his workout buddies, though, because, like, for a while, like, him and Big E were working out together.
Yeah,
like,
we were.
He's a big workout guy. Like, his buddies and the guys that he's... I guess he's not buddies with anyone, though. That's the thing. Like, Triple H, if you get with him, there was that period that if you were, like, in his workout crew, you just got pushed. I mean, that's why that pale fucking orange-headed guy is, like, where he's at is because that was his they
Trump.
Worked out together.
Instead of working out, you just start working out with him or instead of getting better in the ring.
Yeah.
Anybody got the cord? I'll play this motherfucker.
I'll find it. Hold on.
Find that shit. I've queued her up because I'm a big queuer.
Just play that whole segment. Just bide some time.
Jesus.
Just play all 30 minutes of it. I'm going to take a nap. I'm still tired.
How fucking long this thing is. This is longer than the fucking show itself.
Yeah, we're primed for recording that.
See? Get ready in case you hear a pop.
You should hear something.
Is that it? Oh, maybe because I had it on mute.
It'd have been a little electro
I think there were some electro waves that just
electro waves.
Be prepared.
Well, respect this.
Oh shit, son.
Show us. Somebody got smacked. I heard it.
Don't worry. They'll play her music to let her know she's really mad.
You just made the biggest mistake of your life.
Life.
I'm John Cena.
Hey,
you
by
just
the way,
made the biggest mistake in life.
Nikki Bella, the
hit mute real quick. Hit mute.
Furniture moving up in here.
They added so much crowd volume
Did
to
they?
That. Oh fuck yeah, it was so fake. I mean, it was the biggest pop of the night, and it was. I mean, like you could tell it was.
But do people
put in.
Like those shows? We've talked about this before. You've seen those fucking shows are horrible.
Oh, I watch them. My wife watches them with me.
They're awful. God. Everything on TV is awful, though. There's no integrity.
I understand, but for God.
Hold on. Here she goes.
Okay. Look at that.
You mess with my man, I'm going to break you. You hear me?
Uh-oh.
She's going to break you, bitch.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Marisa thought
so
that
she's
through.
With Miz?
Yeah, they're married in real life.
I'm a loser.
You mess with my man, I'm going to break you. You hear me?
You heard? She meant to say, you heard?
You heard?
Fucking
damn.
God. I hope both those girls tear out their arm sockets during the match, blow both their knees, and I never have to see either one of them on TV again.
Nice.
And you know what? I would say the same about the two guys, but the Miz has actually been decent for the last 8 months. But, God, go do another fucking movie or TV show, Cena. Get the fuck out of here. I know you're just back for WrestleMania. I love that they had to get the belt on you for fucking 2 weeks just to, for whatever reason. Like, it's just
so stupid.
It's jinx.
Twinsies.
Well, we jinxed someone, and I think they died.
Well, at least Miz said it. Hold on, I'll give you a sample of what he had to say.
He was good.
Yes, he was good.
It's because you manipulate every single person that comes in your way. And then there I am, working 10 times as hard, 10 times more talented, and trying to do all I can, and all I become is the other guy.
Everybody in the locker room shaking their head, yes. We're all on your boat.
People are starting to see exactly who you really are, and you're a hypocrite.
Who's writing this shit?
Don't believe me? This guy went toe-to-toe with The Rock. And you read him the riot act about going off to Hollywood and doing Hollywood things while John Cena was here. Mr. Hustle, loyalty, respect, never give up. You walked, talked, you bleeded, you did everything WWE.
Bled.
Until
bleeded, sir.
John Cena got that phone call from Hollywood. Then a weekend turned into a month turned into 6 months, and now... we can't see you, John.
This is beautiful.
And what infuriated me the most is you took my moment to become WWE champion at the Elimination Chamber. Then a week later, you took my opportunity to challenge the WWE champion at WrestleMania in a battle royal. So you wonder why I came back and threw you out? Because I wanted you to feel what I felt for 10 years.
If I was really this black ops manipulator pulling all the strings this WrestleMania,
think we're kidding?
Is this Booker T?
I would be standing in a ring, toe to toe, face to face with you,
homie, bro.
Hell
you weak,
no.
Bro?
I'd be standing face to face with the Undertaker.
Not even the Undertaker. Dropping
them Oz.
What the fuck?
I'm telling you, man.
How stupid is this motherfucker?
He's pandering to 13-year-olds. Wow. That's all I can say. He's got to be pandering to 13-year-olds.
You weak, bro.
10-year-olds, even.
You weak, bro.
Weak sauce, as they say.
It's your big milk dud head looking ass, boy.
Oh, keep going. Shit. No, you didn't.
Keep going.
No, you didn't.
You want me to play more?
Yeah, keep going with us. This is good, because it just gets better and better. All right.
We'll go with more Cena.
Ms. Rocky.
Hold on. I don't know what the fuck he is.
Every single person in this building and watching at home knows exactly who I am. Who the hell are you?
Huh?
You're a dude named
Stevie
Mike
line.
Who shortened his last name on the real world, tried to bootleg The Rock's electricity to get put on the WWE. When you got here, you straight up stole Chris Jericho's personality.
Straight up.
Yeah,
it's a bootleg also.
You stole Ric Flair's figure four leg lock.
Figure four.
Because it was his alone.
You stole Daniel Bryan's offense.
Stole.
And his personality. And if you act now, I'll let all of you know that you've been reduced to stealing what AJ Styles been saying for the past 6 months.
What's that, homeschooling?
What is that?
You're not the Undertaker, but if you press me again, you a dead man.
Oh. And he said he'd kill him. That's good.
Hey! You don't leave this ring.
Listen to this French, fake French-Canadian accent.
Say you can leave this ring.
Oh, wait, that's Marie. She actually is
She is French, yeah.
Never mind. Oh, sorry.
You wish you would be half the man that my husband is.
You wish.
She married a GSP.
You wish you was half the man.
What was it GSP said about Matt Hughes? I am not very impressed with you.
I am not very impressed with your performance.
He's a French Canadian. I met the French Canadian in Miami.
The Quebecers.
He went on and just beat his ass that next fight.
Yeah, he did.
Beat that ass.
Hey, wrestling fuckers.
I got wrestling. I got my Stump Corey segment if you're ready for that.
Oh, we're going to do it now?
Might as well. Let's start the transition.
Good. Here we go.
We're going right into the old school.
Let's do it.
Like an old fool who's so cool?
No, nothing like that at all.
I mean, that's a song.
I'm going to have to ask you to take that back.
All right. Take it back.
All right. First clue is a picture clue. Maybe you can get it just from this picture. Who is this man?
From here, it looks like Peter Maivia.
It is not Peter Maivia. This man was active primarily from 1965 to... Don't get so close that you can read the name through like the background area. Because I wasn't smart enough to like... Here, let me try to open that in a new tab here. Maybe we can do that.
Yeah, pop that bitch open. I'm moving.
Oh, shit.
You can come with me.
Yay.
Let's get it on camera.
All right.
Let's get her on camera so we can see.
All right.
Who we are talking about. Ah, you can't see
get it,
shit.
Get it close. Get it real close.
Let's see
come
how
on,
this
Chola.
Works. Is everybody...
He is the Black Pants man with brack hair as far as YouTube's concerned.
Brack hair? Is
brack
it Chinese?
Hair. He is Brack. Yes, Brack. He is.
Let me see him.
He is Chinese, I believe. He primarily started his career in the Gulf NWA promotion. Gulf States. Too much. I finally.
Boy, I feel like that would be.
He did hold a title.
King. I can't think of his name. He was part of the Dungeon of Doom. God damn it.
You are incorrect.
Who is it?
If you give up, the man's name is... You want to see more pictures just in case? Like, here's
I'd like to see another picture.
Here's a picture of him holding the strap, but I don't know who that guy is.
That's not King Curtis Iaukea?
It is not King Curtis.
Dude, I got no fucking clue.
Chin Lee. You ever hear Chin Lee? Is that too deep? I went too deep, didn't I? Damn it, I knew that was the risk I was
taking. Chin Lee?
Yeah, man, Chin Lee.
It's Chin. Dr. Chin Lee?
Chin Lee. No, he's not a doctor. He's just a wrestler. He would win the NWA Gulf Coast Championship, though, a couple times, so.
Wow.
All right.
Dug deep there.
Way too deep. Next week, I will not dig so deep.
Chin Lee.
Chin Lee.
That's who I didn't get.
That is who you didn't get.
Loser.
You heard it here first. And when was he the Gulf
Finally
Coast
got
champion?
You. This would have been in the 60s.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, maybe I'll take it into the late 70s.
Now, if you would have gotten me to, like, Mike the Hippie Boyette, I mean, then we'd be... Look up Mike Hippie Boy Boyette.
All right. Mike Hippie Boy.
If there's even a fucking picture of him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see here. Yeah. Oh, wow. What a nice hat. It's yarn. It's like somebody crocheted it for him.
He trained the Freebirds.
Did he?
Kinda.
He's got a nice underbite from the look of it, too.
He got him into the business.
Why is there a picture of Van Mountain whenever I search for this guy?
It was Van Mountain.
You remember the guy? He was in WCW for a while.
Van Hammer.
Van Hammer, that's right. Who's Van Mountain?
I don't know. Man Mountain.
Van Mountain, yeah. Van Hammer.
That's good shit.
I guess it's they're both
kinda,
hippies.
They kind of made him. He had like tie-dye on Nitro.
Didn't like him.
Yeah.
Didn't he do a thing with a guitar for a while? He
yeah.
Like
kind of had him look like Sammy Hagar a little bit.
He did kind of.
Yeah.
Like a poor man Sammy Hagar.
So we're going to talk old school. What do you guys got? What anything old school coming up lately?
Old school players and new school fools. Cass got you jumping like kangaroos.
All right, don't ever do that again.
Sorry.
Sorry, you don't know good Muzak.
Get Miami, dude.
Hey, I've been to many restaurants that play Muzak, and I've never heard that one.
All right,
I spent half my life in fast food restaurants, gentlemen. I wouldn't know that.
I was talking to E about what we were going to do for old school since we got back late from Miami.
I'll tell you what we can do. Doing that to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Son of a bitch.
No, you weren't.
I swear to God, I was
What's your
looking,
idea?
I was looking at you. I don't have one. I was just saying it because you were starting. Go.
So E and I were talking, what are we going to do? And we didn't have time to come up with anything big.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of do a potpourri of old school shit. I was going to talk about YouTube. Do you guys ever look for old YouTube? When I say YouTube, old YouTube to you guys are fucking late 80s.
Well, in a combination
he's
of
such
it,
a fucking snob. What? He's such a fucking wrestling snob.
He is a little bit, but he's got a point. We don't have the we don't go back as deep as he
I'm
does.
Sure,
me,
which means he was like the late 80s.
He nailed it for me. Whenever I go on my like my recommended videos
Thank
right now
you.
For because I've been watching a lot of old school wrestling on there, like you're suggesting.
Yeah.
It's mostly old like WWF Primetime and you know shit like that. There is a lot of like old wrestling at the Chase because I specifically sought that kind of shit out. But what else? What else on there should we?
The other thing I mainly look up is like my last search was Gulf Coast Wrestling Chin Lee.
Nice. Find anything interesting?
No.
I actually made Chin Lee up. I had to beat you one way or the other.
Fucking Chin Lee. Who the fuck is? I gotta look this guy up eventually.
Not today. It's not worth it.
Old school, we could talk about the upcoming WrestleMania and all the old fucks that are going to be in it that shouldn't be. Or do you want to go further back?
Who's the best old school guy they've had come back? Bruno at WrestleMania 1? No, I don't know.
No, but I mean, like, let's go through the guys that are too old that should not be.
Well, Ricky Steamboat has no fucking business in that ring anymore.
I did get to see him wrestle at WrestleMania 25.
Really?
Yeah, against Jericho. So good. He hadn't wrestled since 90. He hadn't wrestled in 15 years. He was so good, they had him come back, and him and Jericho did a singles match the next pay-per-view.
That's awesome.
Oh, he was fucking. He's so.
I used to love that guy, man.
Oh.
The series he had was Savage.
Savage.
Leading up to WrestleMania 3, was it?
Flair.
The jumping off the belt or the corner with the bell, smoking him in the throat with it. That was some good wrestling, some wrestling back in the day.
Go back and look up Austin and Steamboat, some of the matches they've had.
Early 90s when they did the loops.
Oh.
Austin talks about those almost more than, like, he always talks about doing that.
Yeah, because they had their singles, but they also had the Hollywood Blondes were going against, it was just Steamboat and Douglas. I mean,
yeah.
But
he talked about working singles with him, and then he worked another singles loop with someone, and then they came back. He was just talking about it on his podcast 2 weeks ago.
Probably Dustin Rhodes.
Nah, it wasn't Dustin Rhodes, but it was someone else that was a pretty big name at the time.
Johnny B. Bad?
No.
Did you ever say an unkind word about Johnny B. Bad?
He said that
he shot me some glitter.
He came back, and then they wanted him to wrestle Eric Watts.
Eric Watts,
you know, I go from wrestling with Steamboat and wrestling with. I forget who it was, maybe Arn Anderson, someone like that, you know, like another respected guy, and then you want me to put over Eric Watts?
I loved Eric Watts. People shit on him?
Are you joking?
No, whenever I was a kid, I liked Eric Watts. He did the STF.
I know you love the move. Dude, he was so bad in the ring.
Was he? I mean, I guess Rose-colored goggles.
You don't realize when you're a kid.
He went over to Japan for a while, didn't he, after his stint there?
He had a run with WWF as part of Power Team 2000? Something like that, and it was fucking
his
dreadful.
Dad was running the company, right, whenever he got, or at least
Jim Ross got him in.
Was it?
Yeah.
What, did he play football at Oklahoma or something?
Quarterback at Louisville.
Close
makes
enough.
Makes sense.
It's amazing he had such bad footwork in the ring for being a quarterback, because his footwork was awful. Man, now you guys got me thinking about 90s WCW stuff. Are you guys that familiar?
Smoking Guns.
Wrong.
What?
Remember them?
They were WWF.
You remember them?
I had the set of fucking WCW cards with the Smoking Guns on. I think
you're thinking of Tracy Smothers and what were it? They?
The Southern Boys.
Southern Boys. You're right. I'm a bitch.
Or known as the Young Pistols.
Yeah. Probably the Young Pistols is who you're thinking of. We went to a house show one time.
Tracy Smothers and Scott Armstrong.
Yep.
We
went to a house show and the Smoking Guns were there.
Good.
And there was
seeing the exact cards I had right now.
Billy and Bart.
Yep. But there was this little girl with Down syndrome sitting in front of us. And she kept going, "Go Smoking Guns. Go Smoking Guns." We called them the Smoking Guns forever. Were you with us for that one or not?
Smoking.
We called them the Smoking Guns.
I was tuned out.
You were there, and Papa Shango did the black magic spell, and that kid had the seizure, and we thought it was real.
He so makes shit up.
You didn't bullshit. Believe Papa Shango was real?
No. Some kid had a seizure at the fucking show.
And we thought the Papa Shango was black magic.
Dude, that's,
no,
that's
didn't.
Beautiful.
Yes.
At least you did.
Yeah, I did. You might have just been saying it to make me feel better about it. I thought Papa Shango was doing some shit.
Somebody had spilled beer or soda on my road work.
Man, you were pissed.
I could have given a fuck about the girl having the seizure. Sorry, but...
It's just your brain.
How many posters do you think you made in your fandom?
That was my best one.
I like to call them signs.
You act like I made that poster.
Signs.
My dad drew the picture, which was, as always, fantastic.
Shout out, Dan.
Sign Guy Dudley?
Definite shout out to Dan.
He's our official Sign Guy Dudley?
Yes.
No, he'd paint the faces. Your dad would do it up.
He was fucking good at it.
That's cool.
I was looking, since I do look at this shit, the Dangerous Alliance should have gone a lot longer than it did.
Who were the primary members of the Dangerous Alliance?
Paul E. ran it. Was Bobby Obviously. Eaton in it?
Bobby Eaton.
Beautiful Bobby.
Rick Rude.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Austin.
Yeah, that's when Rude almost fucking killed Flair, wasn't it?
No, that was after.
It was after that?
Yeah. Steve Austin. And Larry Zbyszko was in it for a time.
Dude, I had no idea Zbyszko wrestled so far back in the day.
Early 70s?
Like, I didn't realize, yeah, I didn't realize that because I just thought he was, like, I just had no comprehension of the guy's age. Because
you remember more or less from his early stints with Jericho or just, he was an announcer?
Just being a commentator and then, like, the tail end of his career in WCW.
He had one of the best voices for that.
He used to go about fucking 275, 280. All muscle. He's trained by San Martino.
Yeah.
So he was a fucking lightweight lifter.
That's not surprising. He looks the same body.
Actually, about the same.
Yeah.
What is Zbyszko? Is that No, it's not Polish.
Zbyszko.
German?
Zbyszko.
Oh, that's German. Stanley Zbyszko. Yeah, that's German. It's got to be.
Stanislaus. What a cool name. Trained by Władysław Pitolininski.
Russian?
That's Polish.
That's Polish. Is Zbyszko Polish?
I don't know. Let's see. I'm trying to find out here.
It can't be.
I'm wanting to say it's like
Chicago.
Czech. If he's probably Polish if he's from Chicago, then.
I don't know, dude. He used to be a bulky son of a bitch.
Zielinski.
Slavic. Polish name of Slavic origin.
Polish, huh?
Yep.
Well,
notable people with the name include Stanislaus Zbyszko, strongman. I did not know that. And professional wrestler. Did you know he's a strongman? I didn't know that.
Who?
Larry Zbyszko.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He used to weigh about fucking 2 He trained with San Martino. That's how he got into, like, tells the story of seeing him in his backyard or whatever. But, so those guys are all in it. You have, dude, you can compare that to the horse because those guys could all work. Like a motherfucker. Did you guys ever watch the War Games with them?
I'm sure I did. I don't remember off the top of my head. You?
Who'd they go against?
Dustin Rhodes, Sting,
Luger.
Steamboat, Wyndham, Steiners? Or were the Steiners the year before? Because Steiners might have left.
Why'd they split? Heyman having heat?
I think for some reason he got fired. They didn't like it.
Cornette talks about... I listened to a shooter. It was on his podcast that something happened when Cornette was booking. Like, Flair had Cornette booking with him, and Cornette was sent home for something. Like, not sent home, but he, like, was away. He did leave the company. It was when he was going to go to WF, and he said that Heyman would keep calling him and be like, hey, you got him right where
you
want him. You got him right where you want him. He's like, I don't fucking care. I'm not coming back down there as long as Ole Anderson, that fucking company.
Fuck you, bye.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good Cornette, damn.
Well, it's because everything's up here.
Is that it?
What?
No, it's just one of the War Games matches. I was just looking at some of the ring setups. That was one of the greatest gimmick
matches.
What
War Games was the one with them stacked like that?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Wasn't that from the movie?
That's when that Arquette guy won the belt.
That's
when
what I'm
they
saying.
Had the stack the belt stacked or the
Remember
cages
this?
Stacked, Corey.
This is probably in your time off, but
That is at the end of WCW.
Yeah, and that's when David Arquette won the belt.
Right.
They came up with
it. Because it's Ready to Rumble, that movie.
Yes.
Yeah. What a dark day.
I'm going to play you something else, though. This is always what I thought got him where it got him. Because this is at Halloween Havoc 92. You got to remember. Okay, so it's 1992. Watch, I'm not going to be able to find it.
Some of us were 11, some of us were 10.
Some of us. But that's the other thing. You got to show me how to get the network on,
on the pewter?
On my pooter. That, and I got to get our other thing on here. But he, hold on. This is after, so Vader had taken Rude's place to wrestle at Halloween Havoc. And they just did this segment. So he's out there doing an interview with Vader, thanking him and Harley Race for taking his spot, saved Rude a match, all this. So let me see how this works here. Am I still plugged in for sound?
Should be. Might have it muted.
I engineered it all. I am the reason for Rick Rude's success. It's all me, me, me. Paul E.
Tate.
Well, Medusa's here.
So now Medusa's coming.
And she was a valet for a while for him, right?
She was part of the Dangerous Alliance.
That's right.
And Mr. Van Vader, ravishing Rick Rude and the First Lady of WCW for winning the heavyweight title.
I've had it with you. I've had it with you. I have had it with you since day one. I've had it with you. First of all, let's get one thing straight. I am the brains. I am the muscle. I am the dangerous
the
alliance.
Muscle.
You know why? Because I am a man. M-A-N.
GP. They're in Philly, by the way.
Number one, the brains, the boss, the man in control. You're just a woman. Nothing but a woman. Inferior. Subservient. Nothing more than a chick that takes orders.
Damn.
You, Medusa, have been good for 1 year for one thing.
Uh-oh.
And that one thing has been to take care of each and every one of Ravishing Rick Rude's needs. But between you and me, man to man, the reason that I hired you for that job is because the other hooker that I had in mind had a previous obligation.
The other hooker.
Let me spell it out for you. Woman, female, so that even a woman
wow.
can understand. I am a man, man, man. You are a woman, 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 which means, damn it, you are fired, fired, fired. And because you're a woman, and I know that means that you're stupid, I'll spell it out for you. F-I-R-E-D, fired, fired, fired.
Oh.
Hey, you
f***. Oh, my. But isn't it? He kicked him right in the face. Tony Schiavone, you better get out of there. Doug Dillinger, security. Medusa is kicking Paul Lee all over
Doug Dillinger, get out there, Doug.
The referees are out there.
Doug Dillinger.
Remember him?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's too much.
What is his actual job?
I don't know what his actual job was.
Hell of a leg kick from her.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. But the way the story goes, he got in trouble because he said, because the other hooker I had in mind. So basically reference that you're just fucking him on the side. And they're like, whoa there, buddy. He ended up suing him for being anti-Semitic. Not a bad idea.
Heyman.
Fuck yeah, he fucking sue everybody. But that's what I got. That's great stuff. But the good stuff's on the network. But
I got
dude,
a memory.
You can find anything on YouTube. Go.
I remember the first pay-per-view I ever invited a buddy over to watch at my house. It was the very first Halloween Havoc. Do you guys remember that one?
1989.
No, it was later than that. I was in sixth grade, so it had to be 93, I guess.
Then it was your first ever Halloween Havoc.
So was it that way? Oh, Halloween. Maybe it was. Shit. Do you remember... It was the one where Sting and Jake the Snake had their, what was it, the spin the wheel, make the deal.
That's 92.
Was it 92?
That's this
so
one.
So it would have been 92. You're right, because it was the first part of my sixth grade year.
I
thought it was great.
I really like it. It is panned so bad.
Well, they picked the worst fucking weapon they could have had.
I know.
What was it? The coal miner glove. That's right. Oh, come on.
Of all things.
Yeah, it was kind of a letdown.
What the fuck is that?
All it was like a big welding glove with like a lead strap across the knuckles, basically. Just funny. A knockout glove.
It was brutal.
Is that the only coal miner's glove match in the history of wrestling?
It's the only one I've ever seen.
Where did they come up with that idea?
I watched someone get hit with brass knuckles the other night and didn't go down.
What were we talking about? Oh, Kevin Owens and who was he wrestling?
Fucking Superman.
No. Oh, you're right.
The big dog. The big dog. Hey, WWE, call me. I'll help you pick non-fucking dumb nicknames for your wrestlers. The Lone Wolf. The Big Dog. What is it? 90 fucking six?
The adjective animal.
It's unreal.
That's how everyone is.
Real. They're going to start wearing co-ed naked wrestling shirts to the ring.
The Cold Whale.
What were those other stupid t-shirts?
Co-ed naked.
No Fear no Wrestling. Fear.
Yeah.
Big Dick Johnson.
If you're not living on the spade. Yeah.
We do it in the ring.
Co-ed naked wrestling.
Oh,
WWE 1998.
The dicks in your court. Now that's old school.
The dicks in her shorts. Wait, what?
God, what fuck? What day? Why did we come up with all that shit that day? This is pre Three Horsemen. I don't know. It was something funny. T.O., you got nothing old school?
Speaking of Eric Watts, he defeated, and we spoke of Van Hammer in that Halloween Havoc that year. Weird. Tom Zink, Johnny Gunn.
Johnny Gunn became the guy that Mero was trying to have a feud with in WWE in 97.
Oh, Salvatore Sincere. Yeah.
Salvatore Sincere.
Hey, when I walked out last week, I heard you guys talking about Max Moon.
Yeah, the little midget guy?
No, Max Moon was
midget?
That was Conan.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Who am I thinking of? There's somebody Moon Midget. Max something, or there was a midget guy named Max. Or
Mini, some, I don't know.
Is Mini Max? That sounds about right.
Mini Max?
It had Ricky Steamboat defeating Brian Pillman in a singles match.
Mm-hmm.
Vader defeated.
Hell of a match.
I can imagine so. Flying Brian back in his heyday. Yeah. It was back when he was still wearing the Bengals tights.
This Halloween Havoc, didn't it have Simmons was the champion and they had Barbarian wrestling?
Yeah, with Cactus Jack as his manager.
Ugh. It was dreadful.
I do not remember that match. Yet Rick Rude with Medusa defeated Masahiro Chono.
Masa My Hero Chono.
He was the only other guy I can think of that actually used the STF back in the day.
Yeah.
And I think he used it well after Eric Watts did, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where they got it.
Was it?
Because they were doing that partnership with Japan.
Right.
And Chono was over. They put the belt on him.
Remember when they had all those guys come over for the NWO?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, for the NWO?
Yeah.
Chono was totally NWO, yeah. It was horrible. Barry Windham and Dustin Rhodes defeat Steve Williams and Steve Austin.
Austin sub for Gordy. No?
Doesn't say that. It's for the NWA and WCW Tag Team Champions.
Had to have sub for Gordy. Gordy walked out on Watts.
Did he?
Yeah.
It ended in a time limit draw. So it's not that they won, they just retained. Big Van Vader defeated Nikita Koloff for the U.S. title that pay-per-view.
Man, those God, that was
such
the
good old days.
The incredibly shrinking man, Nikita Koloff. Oh, he was so skinny by then.
It's unfortunate.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, you guys got any other good pay-per-views from back in the day that you thought were great?
Look, go ahead.
I remember the Mania tournament is the big one that I always watched. Like, I had that on video and watched that a ton.
Which one was it?
WrestleMania 4, yep. Atlantic City. First one for King Fuckhead.
King Fuckhead. You're going to need to be more specific.
Donald Trump.
Oh. King Fuckhead. That's pretty good.
I'm sorry.
Man, what a deep card.
Fuckface Von Clownstick?
I can't think of
what his name is.
Von Clownstick? WrestleMania 3 was mine that I had as a kid. It was on tape. I actually had
double tape.
It wasn't double tape. The one I had wasn't.
Oh.
It was just a big fat plastic container with the tape inside of it.
Fuck.
I think we bought it from the video store. That might be why. So I watched that one a million times, but 4 was your guys's, huh?
I like that one.
No, not me.
That was yours. So that WrestleMania 4.
Corey liked WCW more than WWF as a
kid. I liked them both equally. Hold on, I'm gonna give you the biggest fuck up of this tournament.
Let's hear it.
He was on his way out, so they decide to beat him at this. Greg Valentine over Ricky Steamboat.
Right.
Explain that motherfucker.
That doesn't make sense.
A year later.
After the Hart or Savage fight, he's fighting Greg Valentine and he loses?
A year later, he is winning the NWA title.
Man, what a weird one.
What are some other good ones on that?
Let's see, in the tournament or otherwise?
Go with it. Just break down the
tournament. How about this? The Battle Royal.
Great.
Oh, do you remember who won?
Yes, I do.
And do you remember who he eliminated?
Yes, I do.
How about you?
Wasn't John Studd. Was John Studd there at that time in the company?
It'd have been close.
I don't think. No, he wasn't.
He was a big guy.
Nope.
No? I don't remember then.
It was Bad News Brown. And that's he right. won by eliminating the Hitman, Bret Hart.
Then Bret Hart got in, destroyed the trophy. No?
I remember
that. Was a...
Bad News Brown or white trunks or gold trunks?
Bad News Brown?
What did he wear?
The black guy with the beard and the black trunks and the black boots and the black gloves?
I thought he wore white for some reason for that.
Nah, this guy.
Or what? No, I know who it is. I remember.
What? How? The one man
wore a chain around his neck and danced?
Mm-hmm. What?
Oh, no.
Jesus, you're talking about John Cena? Who are you talking about?
I was just talking about Junkyard Dog. I was joking.
Okay. Junkyard Dog's dances were classic. Almost as good as Norman Smiley.
Wait a minute, hold on.
But I digress.
Was that a joke the whole time?
No, not the first on the white pants, but I was at the end.
The one-man gang
never knows.
Defeated Bam Bam Bigelow somehow.
Yeah.
One-man gang used to be over, apparently. I always thought of him as a mid-level jobber.
He was a real one-man gang.
Yeah, so they say. What else we got?
Demolition beat Strikeforce for the belt at this one.
They sure did. Rick Martana. They were melded together.
That would have been a great name, Rick Martana. He looked like a fuck. Just call Tom Zink Rick Martana. Yeah,
there you go.
If you guys want to hear Austin's podcast, is great because Paul Rome is a complete douchebag.
Is he on there?
Do you listen to it? Like most of
no,
it? Or,
I no, I couldn't.
What makes you think of Paul Roma?
Corey couldn't get
through it. Yeah, what does make you get go to Paul Roma?
Just because you guys were talking about old tag teams and WWF.
That's fair enough, I guess.
Young Stallions.
Yep.
Jim Powers, Paul Roma.
So who won
just tell them it's me.
Tournament.
Jim Powers.
Tournament final was Savage versus Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, did DiBiase beat Duggan?
Ted DiBiase defeats Don Morocco. It's quarterfinals.
Wasn't Duggan supposed to win that?
No. Maybe fucking a year and a half before.
What the fuck?
Oh, that's when he got de-pushed. Is that when that happened? When they got arrested?
87. Oh, that's when he got fired.
Ted DiBiase defeated Jim Duggan in the first round match.
First round?
Yep.
Really?
Yep, he had Virgil and Andre in his corner.
Yeah.
Weird.
Did he get a bye in the last round?
Yeah, he didn't. It looks like he didn't have a semifinal match.
Fucker.
Randy Savage defeated the one-man gang.
By disqualification.
By DQ, right. And in the finals, it was Savage versus DiBiase.
How did Butch Reed get knocked out of there?
Butch Reed was defeated by Randy Savage.
Okay.
First round. Was Slick.
That's right.
Gotta love old Slick. Is he still around? Is he still doing his thing?
He died. No, maybe
he's
not.
He's a pastor.
Yeah.
Some bullshit.
Ken Johnson. Huh. What a name.
Any other good matches on that?
No. Because they were
all short.
Yeah, there was only one match over, or two matches over 10 minutes. The first match, which was the Bad News Brown defeating Bret Hart.
Ultimate Warrior wrestled Hercules on this card, correct?
He did.
Okay.
He won in 4.5 minutes.
Where's Jake Roberts at in the mix?
Jake Roberts.
He lose by DQ?
He was supposed to take on Rick Rude, it looks like, in the opening, but.
Oh.
Yeah, what? He did. He lost to Rick Rude in a time limit. Wait a minute. It's a draw.
Draw?
Yeah. I wonder how that went. Neither one of them advanced in the draw.
Because they were all 15-minute time limits.
Right. So, one-man gang, it's an automatic bye. Interesting. To go against Randy Savage in the semis.
It's DBI actually done really well.
So, this is weird. Hogan, Double DQ is the Hogan Andre the Giant quarterfinal.
Hogan
is why,
and Andre got a bye.
Which is why DiBiase got the bye. Yep.
All a great big setup.
Why did they do the Hogan double DQ with Andre.
And what's the story there, man?
Because you didn't want either one of them to lose, and it sets up DiBiase to get through without having to wrestle a match, and then it sets up Savage to get his ass kicked by one-man gang who had had a bye to get to him, so he beats the hell out of Savage, softening him up for the
championship. So Savage looks
match.
Like he ain't coming out on top after having such a hard night of fights.
You should get in the wrestling business.
So who leaves the belt?
Who leaves it?
Who leaves with a championship?
Savage.
Ooh, yeah, brother. You know it was
and that,
me.
And that sets up.
Cream of the crop.
And that sets up the mega,
top, brother.
That sets up the mega powers explode.
Was that the next year?
When they used to book out a year in advance.
It's amazing how that works, huh?
Yeah.
It was great, too, man. They had their shit together back in those days.
Was Savage holding the belt at the time, and then Hogan went over to win the belt, so Savage held it for a year?
Yeah. April something to April 2nd.
Tell you what, though, Kevin Owens is approaching in a year. People don't realize that. Night after Mania.
Not going to make it.
Night after Mania.
Let's talk about my Mania.
You
Mania
won it the
3.
Night after Mania?
Remember? Balor got hurt. Or no, it wasn't Mania. It was after SummerSlam. Yep, you're right. Sorry.
Let's talk about my Mania, right? Mania 3. This is the one I had watched 10 times, 20 times when I was a kid.
Hold on. I know the first match. It's not the dark matches.
Not the dark. We're talking on the tape, if
the
you will.
First match is the Can-Am Connection versus Orton and Morocco.
That is correct.
Jesus Christ.
Second match
He's like Pearl with horses.
It's unreal.
Second match is the mixed midget match, or is it Hercules and Billy Jack Haynes?
It's Hercules and Billy Jack.
Okay, then it's Hillbilly Jim versus King Kong Bundy.
Right. That's with the mixed midgets.
Right.
Right.
Okay, then it gets a little in between. I know Coco Beware and Butch Reed.
That's a little ways down the card.
Okay. The Hart Foundation with Danny Davis. Against
a little further down the card.
Okay, against the... Fuck. Are they against the British Bulldogs?
Yes, they were.
And Tito.
They had Dangerous Danny Davis.
Because
there.
Danny
he
Davis
was the ref,
fucked,
right?
Yeah, he fucked Tito over to get Savage the belt in February.
Yep.
Now, who did Volkoff... I want to say Volkoff and Sheik because Duggan does the run-in.
Yeah, it ended in a DQ.
Killer Bees?
Killer Bees.
Good.
So the fourth fight, though, was Harley Race versus...
Oh, Junkyard Dog.
JYD, you got it.
Now, I was going to say, I've got matches to go here.
Okay, well, keep them coming, then. We've still got a few more left.
Savage Steamboat.
Right.
Jake Roberts versus the Honky Tonk Man, he's got Alice Cooper in his corner.
Right. Oh, that was great,
Roberts
wasn't it?
Roberts does, yes. Yeah. That's fucking gold. Hogan and Andre.
Right.
Who am I missing?
You're missing the Dream Team defeating the Rougeau Brothers. The Dream Team being Greg the Hammer Valentine and Brutus Beefcake.
They defeated the Rougeaus and broke up after the match. Dino Bravo.
Yep.
Fuck. How many matches is that?
12 matches deep was that.
Wow.
How long was there were 16 and 4, though. So that's what the tournament. Yeah, it was 3 hour.
Mm-hmm.
The longest match on that card was 14 and a half minutes. That was a Steamboat Savage match, obviously.
How long? Okay, let me get Hogan Andre. 8:37.
Over under, T.O., 8:37.
Under.
Wrong, sir. 12:01.
Wow. That Hogan and Andre?
Match lasted basically forever to get to that point.
Wow.
Yep.
I would have never guessed that was that long.
You wouldn't think that you could keep him standing up that long in a ring. Especially at that point in his career.
He only hit the mat a couple times.
Yeah. Basically, his only move
one
was to go out there and just do the big forearm smack. That was his move, basically, at the time.
They went outside the ring, too.
It was a good old days.
He got in shape for the match. So, yeah. Have you ever watched Savage Steamboat back?
I haven't watched that match in 10 years. Maybe 15.
You need to watch it.
I need to rewatch it. It's like watching any of the good old, cruiserweight shit, in my opinion.
How long was that match?
The Savage Steamboat?
Yeah.
That was 14 and a half minutes. That was the longest one.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Seems like it was like an hour, don't it?
Wow. Because they fucking went like they were wrestling.
Yep.
Fucking 5 minutes and 14. That's crazy.
Yep.
Mm-mm-mm.
None of the other matches were appreciably long. Six-man tag match went 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Nothing else really wild on that one. Still a great pay-per-view, in my opinion. Still to this day holds a record, doesn't it?
For what?
Indoor attendance.
No, last year's WrestleMania.
Oh, 101,000. I'm seeing that now. Yeah. Damn,
which
that's fucking crazy.
This is horse shit.
Is it? It says alleged here.
Well, I mean, WrestleMania 3, they papered that. They really sold. They wanted to say like 78,000 tickets for it.
Really?
Paper the rest.
Yeah, it seems like here the actual number for 32 was actually 93,000, 94,000.
Mm-hmm.
Still, that's pretty fucking big, man.
It's a lot of people.
That's like half this county.
Yeah.
Let's go see a wrestling match.
Oh, God. I know they wouldn't want the junkyard dog there.
Fair.
Just saying.
Fair. This ain't Calhoun County, but
here in fucking Tupelo.
Tupelo. That's good stuff. Mississippi burning, sir.
Okay, so mine, and you guys won't like it, is the Great American Bash 89.
Gab 89.
On the list of greatest pay-per-views of all time. Right there with 17, WrestleMania 17.
Okay, let's get the card here. This is a nice card, man.
Did that open with the Money in the Bank with Flair, or the tables, ladders, and chairs match when Flair got hurt?
17? WrestleMania 17? No.
No, what was that one?
22.
So it opens with a two-ring King of the Hill Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Winners, Sid Vicious and Dangerous Dan Spivey.
The original skyscraper.
Yeah.
They called Danny Spivey in on one of the episodes of Total Divas to help out Jim Neidhart. Fun fact.
Jesus, what'd he look like?
A lot better than Jim Anvil did.
Fuck. Yeah.
They defeated Eddie Gilbert, Terry Gordy, surprisingly Scott Hall. 1989, that's old school. Probably still had the mustache.
Big Scott Hall.
Yep. Bill Irwin, Brian Pillman.
The Goon.
Ranger Moss.
Ranger Ross.
Oh, yeah. Ranger Ross. Mike Rotunda is next. I kind of did a little thing.
He was when they started going with that goofy gimmick way. Keep going. There's some other good ones in there.
Yeah, we got obviously Mike Rotunda, Ron Simmons, Ricky Steiner, Scotty Steiner.
Oh, man, I didn't think about them being in there.
Steve Williams of Dr. Death fame.
That's right.
And the satanic Kevin Sullivan. Not actually a Satanist. Catholic. Good stuff. Irish Catholic.
You got the Miracle Violence connection in there. You got the skyscrapers
in
there.
Did he kill his ex-wife and her family?
We'll talk about that someday.
Okay.
We'll talk about that someday.
Look at you, fishing.
You want to talk about it? We got nothing better to do but to talk about it.
Well, hold on. We got to run down the fucking car.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that first. Get ahead of us. T.O. Aren't you scheduled to go poop or something?
Yeah, no shit.
I'm good. I'm feeling it.
You're feeling something.
Get your hand out from under the table.
Feeling sleepy.
So later on, you had Brian Pillman defeating Bill Irwin in a singles match.
Terrible.
Skyscrapers defeat the Dynamic Dudes, which is Johnny Ace and Shane Douglas. Johnny Ace. That's, what's his name's brother?
John Laurinaitis.
Yeah.
You know who he's married to?
No, not currently.
The Bella's mom.
Huh.
Yeah. Who fucking cares about those broads?
Okay.
Those broads.
Yeah, they a couple brads. So the next match was a tuxedo match between Jim Cornette and Paul E. Dangerously. God, I got to find that match.
I'm telling you, get the network.
Was it the racket versus the cell phone?
Yes.
That's great, man.
Beating on Jim Cornette's bad leg with a cell phone. He's beating on the wrong leg, and Cornette tells him so he just starts hitting fucking both of them.
That's beautiful. Well, they're not workers, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You had the Steiner brothers with Missy Hyatt. I guess it was at the latter end of her run.
Mm-hmm.
Versus defeated the Varsity Club's combo of Mike Rotunda and Kevin Sullivan. So I guess this is after Rick had left the Varsity Club. That's interesting.
Hey, I always wondered, Kevin Sullivan, Varsity Club.
Doesn't make a lot of sense at all.
Makes no sense. He's from fucking Boston. I don't know where he went.
No, but I mean, he just went in. But he never even wore a Letterman's jacket. He had the satanic, like the...
Doesn't matter. They were the Varsity Club.
So it's like,
you're going to bring that up with Kevin Sullivan?
I doubt it. I mean, like the cult leader.
Think about where that'll get you.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything bad about that guy. He kills people.
That's the rumor.
People talk shit about Hillary, and she kills people. So whatever.
Oh God, here we go. Fucking pizza.
For the record, I don't agree with any of that. I hear that every fucking time I do my show.
God. Anyway.
Okay, match 5 was the Steiners and Varsity Club. Match 6 was Sting with Eddie Gilbert defeating the Great Muta.
Great Muta, yeah. Oh fuck. I'm going home watching
this tonight. I used to love the Muta.
Muta was awesome. We talked about him last episode, exactly what was his green shit.
Well, was it certs or not? Did you guys figure it out?
It was food coloring, basically, and water.
And he'd keep bite a condom, or what'd he do?
Yeah, non-lubricated condom. He'd just pull it out, slurp it up,
no
spit it out.
No lubrication needed.
No lubrication.
You don't want him to swallow it.
Match 7, Flex Luger, Flexi Lexi, defeating the Dragon, once again, Ricky Steamboat.
Actually a pretty good match.
By DQ.
Was probably the best match Luger ever had.
What was
had.
The DQ on that?
I remember reading that.
Yeah, he has some good ones with Flair.
What caused the DQ?
Fuck, I don't know.
Huh.
They did some Broadways, though. I read Luger's book, and he was talking about how, like, that's when he really got it, when he worked with Steamboat.
I always wonder. Clicked.
Everybody feels good.
I always wonder if they realize they're like, yeah, we used to do an hour all the time, and I watch a match, and it's like 32 minutes. And I'm like, are you sure?
The older they get, man, the better they were.
No, I know. Hanging from the rafters. It was sold out that night.
Yeah.
Sold out.
They've got half of it tarped off.
Yeah. Like, who told you this?
Okay.
Yeah, like another hour Broadway.
Austin calls them 30-minute Broadways, though.
There is a 30-minute Broadway. I know, if it's a 30-minute time limit.
But I figured Austin was just level enough to where he'd just, like, call them 30-minute Broadways.
Yeah. Well, he is.
So the next match was the War Games match.
Oh. Run down these teams.
The teams were, and this was another weird tag team type of thing.
It's a weird time in WCW.
Yeah, it was.
NWA.
So you had the Road Warriors of Hawk and Animal, the Midnight Express, Beautiful Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane version, Steve Williams with Paul Ellering and Jim Cornette, that's the first team, defeating the Fabulous Freebirds, Jimmy Garvin, Michael Hayes, and Terry Gordy, and the Samoan SWAT team of Samu and Fatu with Paulie Dangerously. Samu and Fatu. Fatu was Ming, right?
No. One of them became Rikishi, I want to say.
Fatu was Rikishi, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the other one? Samula Inouye.
Isn't it amazing how those guys, like...
lengthen their careers?
No, well, lengthen their careers, but how their bodies change from the beginning. But
look at how much fatter he got. Look at how much longer his career. I know, isn't that crazy? But
all of those Samoans died early. They got big, didn't they?
No.
Is Rikishi still alive?
Yeah.
I guess he's the only one that's big and didn't die. Okay, I guess there's only a few that did die.
The Usos are getting better. They're getting pudgy. Like, they it's just weird, but Reigns and The Rock haven't. They're like the only two examples of members of that family, quote, that's bodies haven't really blown up.
Let's talk about Rodney Inouye of that family.
But they're family, that's what
I'm
saying.
The only Japanese member of that family. Yokozuna.
That's the name of the family. That's the Inouye family.
I know. That's the joke. The only Japanese member of the family.
Oh, the only problem I have with that family is that they really annoy you.
I like your style, sir. All right. Match number 9 on the Great American Bash 1989. Championship title match between Ric Flair and Terry Luscious Funk.
Luscious.
I don't know his name. No.
Terry Luscious Funk, the heartthrob Terry Funk. That's his old gimmick. The heartthrob.
It's his original gimmick. He ran that in Texas.
It was actually Terry Luscious Funk. Terry.
He's going to kill us if he hears about
this. Yeah.
Not a
Tuma. Sorry.
We got to give Terry Funk some credit. He was in one of the best movies of all time, Roadhouse.
Was he?
You didn't see Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze?
No.
It gave us the
line,
"I used
died.
To fuck guys like you in prison." No?
No.
Great movie.
Must have been.
That was awesome.
Sounds like
it's the movie that all bouncers go home and jerk off to.
That son of a bitch.
They were going to make it with Ronda Rousey, and they realized
she
couldn't
Jerry
act. She
Lawler,
that's the
Jesus fight. Son of a bitch. Tell him to come out here, Lance. I drink my, bring my ass down
Steve
here.
Austin?
Tell that bastard.
Oh, yeah, they sound very similar, though.
My Lance.
You got that nice, almost post-nasal sound to it.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. All right, you guys got anything else for today? I had a pretty good time on the second half of this one show today.
T.O. wants to let him know what we got cooking.
What we got cooking there, T.O.?
Nobody cooked in it.
T.O.'s a big conspiracy guy.
Not at all.
Oh, really?
What's great about you is I consider you to be 10 times the conspiracy guy I am,
and
I have the conspiracy show.
I don't believe in any of them, though.
Sure you don't.
No.
Sure you don't.
Tell that.
No, we spend a lot of time researching
conspiracy.
That for a guy who doesn't believe any of it.
Dude, because it was on TV like a motherfucker.
Fair enough.
Was on TV like a motherfucker.
So what do we got coming, buddy?
Tell us.
You got tits
it's
like
a
this?
Collaboration with your show.
Right. The idea being we're going to do a show together with my other show, Surreal Talk, about the Chris Benoit murder-suicide.
That's fucked up. I got Chris Benoit story posting up on my side here.
Weird coincidence.
I know.
But apparently there's a lot of different thoughts about maybe Chris didn't kill his family. Maybe it was Kevin Sullivan. Maybe there was a hitman hired. People saw, what was his name? Steve Regal's buddy.
Who?
God damn it. Dave Taylor. Squire Dave Taylor was apparently seen outside the house.
Fuck after. Off. I got to read some of these
Yeah,
things,
dude. It's interesting. I started doing a lot of research this morning. Any which way, we're going to get into a lot of the shit about everything surrounding Benoit. We're going to talk about who he was, who Nancy Benoit was. Try to build a whole picture and kind of come up with what we think at the end of it, I hope. As a group, it will be us three and my little brother, who also does Surreal Talk with me. Maybe we can come up with a consensus on did Benoit do it.
And then get Benoit out of prison. I mean, out of WWE prison?
Let me ask you this.
Well, they've always said, I'd rather be dead than working for ECW. So,
hey, if we could get Benoit in the Hall of Fame, we'd be heroes.
Let me ask you this. Why, if Benoit hung himself, did they find him with a towel around his neck, which is generally used to keep bruising away from your neck? It's just one of the – there's dozens of inconsistencies to that story. Well, I'm sure we'll get to him that day, which – we haven't decided when we're going to do that. It could be a couple weeks. It could be a couple months. We thought about doing it around the 10th anniversary.
We could set the wrestling world on fire if we dispelled this.
We crack the case. Or
you guys would be fucked because I'd be a detective after that. I'd be out of here.
Detective.
Why always. Would we be fucked?
Because I'd be getting the job being a detective.
We'd be nowhere without him.
We get somebody in here that doesn't sleep through the fucking show.
You'd only have two horsemen then.
Shit through
we'll
it.
We'll get an actual horse. So ahead to it. Be just as good.
The fucking godfather.
So hopefully that's something that goes well. We want to try to plan that and do a real cool, I'm not going to say the first in the history of podcasting, but it'd be a real neat crossover.
Has anybody else done it?
Not that I'm aware of.
I haven't.
Not on our network.
You know, I've never heard anybody, like, besides interviews firsthand of people that like,
sure, like,
knew him or got text messages that night and shit like that.
Right. Chavo, well, for instance.
Yeah.
You hear a lot about Chavo stuff.
But you guys have a good audience.
We got an interested audience, that's for sure.
And I think, you know, we combine, we, you know, let everybody hear it. It'd be good. As long as Tim doesn't go into fucking spasms. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just have chills.
We got that on camera. This ought to be interesting to watch back
Jesus.
Later.
Jesus.
I've done it like six times.
Are you high pitch, Eric?
No,
No.
Bring
stuttering.
No pitches in.
Stuttering. Who was the guy?
John the Stutter. No, Howard.
No, when I fly, I get sick.
Do you really?
Every time I get a cold after I fly, I get nasally. I get a fever blister.
That maybe explains why I've been coughing all fucking day.
Oh yeah,
you sons of bitches! If I get a cold, I'm gonna be mad. I've been like 3 weeks fine, being able to breathe through
Tell
my nose.
That
and I
son
it.
Of a bitch, Lawler.
God damn it! It's Terry Funk. Terry, don't you get me sick again.
No, sounds great, pal. He'll be from the Double Cross Ranch. It'll be great.
He's gonna puke.
It gets me every time I see it.
So we have dinner with Robbie Saturday. What was it? Sunday night? Saturday night? Was it Saturday night?
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Do you say Robbie?
So Robbie Lawler is a friend of mine. We have dinner with him. So we sat there. We spent about an hour and a half catching up and everything. And we leave. And Corey doesn't really watch MMA or know much about it and everything. First thing Corey says, he gets in, he's like, man, that's not what I was expecting. Oh, he's a really cool guy. And he goes, how can his nickname not be the King?
Seriously.
that was like the first thing he said when
Explain.
We got in the car.
Explain.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh, I got you.
Why is he not Robbie the King Lawler?
That's great. That was the first thing he thought of.
That'd have been great, Robbie the King Lawler.
Would it not be?
You should have told that to him.
I mean, put a crown on the fucking L, and that's your shirt.
No, Reebok is
merchandising.
If you don't remember the Reebok conversations.
Good point.
That's horse shit. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I had another one.
Uh-oh.
Which we're going to – this is off air.
You want to call him?
Uh-oh.
And tell him?
Who?
For more ideas?
No.
Oh, I thought
fuck
you.
No,
he watches the show. I'm sure he's seeing us right now.
Yeah, get my ass.
I gotta go get
hey,
some.
Hey, he was cool as fuck.
I gotta go
too.
Get some cupcakes cupcake cookies and mail them to him. I
forgot to do that. He really does.
I do. I have to. I told him I would today. I don't want to not do it.
That does it for T.O. as usual. Shows.
Thanks.
Not
I'm out of here.
Thanks for guesting today, T.O.
Yeah. Hey, always thanks for stopping by. Our guest today, T.O.
This has been the 2.5 Horsemen Show.
We have to change everything.
That's great. New fucking URL again.
Yeah, I know. Catch us. If you don't know about us, why are you fucking watching?
Or listening.
Facebook.com/Horsemen Show. Twitter.com/Horsemen Show.
And
we got a good
eventually
Twitter.
The YouTube will be YouTube.com/3Horsemen Show.
Catch us live here on the YouTube, where that was very Midwestern of me to say, the YouTube.
It's on the interwebs.
It's my favorite band is the Led Zeppelin.
It would be the 38 Special.
The Kiss. They're a good band. Put out a lot of good songs.
They had a hit or two.
Had a couple.
And I think that does it for us. We combined shows today. I think that's how this some bitch is going.
It worked pretty good. We got, it looks like, about an hour and 35 minutes in the can broadcasted. Who knows what that'll work out to when we get all edited for the show.
It's in the can.
It's in the can, man.
It's in the can.
Good show. Good show, everybody. Good show. I guess we'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.
Fucking A. For Big Easy, for T.O., for Corey, we're out.
I'm gonna puke.
He's gonna puke. Ha, 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 ha.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.